Welcome to episode 3 of the Mr. Atlanta podcast. David Orland Brown here with an amazing friend and guest, Miss Erin Ansley.
Hello, how are you?
I'm amazing, man. How are you?
I'm doing really good today.
Welcome. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
So, how do we know each other?
Wow. I think it was 2014, working at Hangovers, and then I knew, I think it was David Epps. Oh, God. I think, was I with you at Tug and Groove when we did, and I literally poured a whole bucket of ice on somebody? I think there's a video of us. And I think it was you that I poured on you?
It wasn't me.
Okay. But you were there.
I was definitely at Tug and Groove when that ice was poured.
Mm-hmm. And I screamed in the video. I was super drunk. I was like, ice bucket challenge!
Yes. That's right. For ALS.
Yes.
That's right.
That's about the time we met, and then...
Yeah, I was living in Morningside and still, like, going to Hangovers and part of that Tuesday crew, got
mm-hmm.
paid the percentage of bar tabs and
mm-hmm.
referred people there. And weren't you bartending?
Yep. No. At that time, 2014, I was the shot girl. I was nobody important. I was the girl that walked around with the shots on her tray. And I sold all the shots, though.
Slinging the shots.
Yeah, and then I did Beer Tub instead of the Shot Girl.
Okay.
For a while, downstairs in Hangovers.
Nice.
2014. And then I quit.
Why?
Funny story, actually.
Why'd you quit?
What kind of rating are we at? Like a G or like PG?
Fucking
or like R?
R as shit.
Okay, first time and only time this ever happened. I had to contemplate my career choice to see if it was be okay if I said this online. I went to Tomorrow World, and I know what I can do. I participated in some extracurricular activities, and 3 months later, I was still like, felt like I was participating in those extracurricular activities. And we were downstairs one night, and I kept asking Austin, he was the manager at the time, I was like, can you please just turn the music down? And I didn't tell him why, but I was like literally like still having a party in my head, and I was like, I just need you to turn this music down. And I think that was the last time I ever worked that night. I left. And he was like, if you leave, like, and I'm just like, I gotta go.
Wow.
So,
that's a funny story.
Yeah, because we went to turn the music down downstairs.
It was really loud on there.
It was super loud, and it was just like, I was like, and it was not, my head, it was not a good time. And then I ended up going back to Hangovers. I don't think I ever saw you, though, because you were not out.
I was not drinking, but I was still going out.
I don't think I saw you.
But not really Hangovers.
Yeah.
I felt kind of used.
A lot of people.
Because they were... having me solicit people, they were really tagging me, and it was to a lot of people, like you said.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there, because I have so much love for all the people.
Yeah, business is tough.
Right. And now I just miss it. I wish it was here before, instead of some of the other places.
What do you miss most?
The Hangovers?
Yeah. I feel like everyone
really
said,
just the people.
Yeah. It was a good crowd. It started out as a really good crowd, 2014.
Yeah,
definitely.
That free pizza, like Georgia State, Tech, Emory's,
mm-hmm.
like everybody from Atlanta coming together at this place. And we were recruiting. I mean, dude, I fucking hustled hard. Like, I was sending out hundreds of messages.
Yep. I made good money there.
It wasn't bad. My little 3%.
It would
plus 100. It was supposed to be $50 bar tab, but they hooked it up like $150.
Yeah. I bet they did. They took care of their people sometimes, and then other times. It was, I think, it turned crowds a little bit, and it got a little, so the whole crowd that was originally there, once they all left, like, slowly,
right.
All the bartenders started leaving, and I think, I don't want to say that's what made people not go, but...
Yeah, why did it shut down? Carrie, you said, was talking about it at the
presentation,
so it's public
knowledge. So you know how he got
sick.
He
right,
got really,
right.
really sick, and he was in the hospital. He almost died. He was in a coma. He had the infection on his leg, and I think he said it was staph. And so he didn't sign over any, like, protection from the, like, bar. So while he was in a coma, they had to sell everything pretty much to cover
oh my God.
Costs.
That's ridiculous.
And I think that he had no control over it because he was in a coma.
Right.
And it, from what I remember, I don't believe that it was his decision. I think that he, it sounded like it upset him because that was the place that they built up. And
oh, yeah.
It, even though the crowds changed, like, it was still always busy. So,
oh, yeah.
For them, that's great. Bar owners make a lot of money.
I love
so.
That. Yeah. Well, I love Carrie. He actually called me. We set up a call via Facebook or LinkedIn
mm-hmm.
6 months ago. I couldn't help with what he was doing
mm-hmm.
at the time, but I still have mad love and respect. So let's talk about a little bit more about what you're doing now and what you want to do.
Okay, so what I'm doing now is I'm a sales manager at Optical Center.
Okay.
I went into the situation believing there was things offered that they're not offered. So in turn, it made me super stressed out and angry going to work because I had injured my foot and I now no longer have any health insurance. So it started to affect the way that I was feeling about the company. So I tried a few times to go down to part-time and to leave the company because I wanted to pursue other things. I keep feeling like I have this calling that I'm supposed to be doing more, and being there all the time is stressing me out because I'm worried about thinking what I could be doing.
Right.
Instead of sitting someplace on someone else's clock. So I finally, today, it was such a good day. I wrote my resignation letter. I sent it in. I have one more month to deal with something, and in that month, I have 30 days in between what I'm gonna my next job. So I want to really put my all into. I really want to travel. I want to start a few businesses. I've already started one business. I want to start another business that I'm in the process of talking about.
Let me interrupt you because
today you weren't interrupting.
I know, I know, but today you sent your resignation letter.
I did.
That is a monumentous occasion, and first off, I'm honored to have your story here today.
Mm-hmm. I had a really good friend.
Monumentous time.
No, it is, because I had a really good friend tell me that it was a quote that he read, and he read it to me, and he's like, I'm not doing this to you, I'm doing this for me. Because for the longest time, I felt so bad about quitting. And it's not because I don't love the company or that I don't want to give my all into something. And it's just that my heart changed when I felt like I was led into a situation where I felt like I had what was described to me and then it wasn't. And so I have better opportunities coming and I know that I'm going to give my all into it. So I have a nutrition.
Can you be more explicit about what those opportunities offered were?
So the first business that I started was, it's a nutrition, health, and beauty line. I started using a product called Arbonne. My friend introduced it to me more so because she wanted a business partner and I'm all for new ideas. So she was like, all you got to do is just try this 30-day kit. If you love it, you love it. If you don't, you don't. Here's what it is retail. Here's what it is if you sign up as an independent consultant. If you don't want to do the business, you still get the discounts. So I was like, okay, 50% off, let's do it. So I bought the kit and I got this free gift with the kit. It was a whole list of things I could choose and I chose the eye gel masks because I lack sleep and I am Italian and I have really, really dark circles under my eyes. And what I should do right now, note to remind myself, is do a before and after picture. But anyway, so I started using these eye gel masks. And slowly, I'm like, text my friend. And I'm like, I have a kit. I haven't touched the kit. But I'm like, these skincare, like, what's wrong with my eyes? Like, I'm not wearing any makeup. And then I decided to buy the makeup. And I'm like, I'm a girl that doesn't like to wear makeup. And I find myself putting it on a little bit more than normal. Even though before I came, I didn't have it on, but
yeah, you don't need makeup.
It feels,
I was happy to do it.
I know,
like you were.
But I felt I didn't know we were doing camera, so I got a little shy.
Yeah,
so
we weren't planning on it, but
and I have really rosy cheeks, so. Anyways,
can I see your phone?
So, are you gonna take a picture?
Nope.
Oh man.
Right there.
Oh, I'm fidgeting. Anyways. So then I started using their skincare stuff. And so then I was like, okay, I'm going to try this 30-day thing. Okay, first of all, I have ADHD so bad. I mean, I've been on medication since I was 10 years old. It's 10.
Kindergarten for me.
Mm-hmm. So you know how it is. 70 milligrams of Vyvanse a day I've been taking for the last 3 years. Originally, I was like, there's no way that me starting this 30 days is going to change anything about my daily habits and my lifestyle and
right.
what I have to do to get through the day or to have an actual conversation. I have not been able to have an actual conversation. I think my therapist helped me the most with that. But I'm sorry, I was trying to save the day. Anyways, I have not been able to have an actual conversation in maybe probably about 3 years. And actually
what?
Probably look somebody in the eyes because I lose focus and there's different things going through my head and I'll be talking to you about something and I think about something else. All of a sudden, I forget what I'm talking about straight up. I have no idea, no direction to go, nothing to say. I just kind of, I'm scratching my head and I'm like, oh yeah. And then I start saying something.
And this
else.
Is from taking?
No,
or
this
not
is,
taking?
This is when I don't take my medication.
Okay.
So
are you still
twisted
in the
story.
Point where you take it?
4 days after I started my cleanse, because I decided, I was like, okay, let me give this 30 days a shot. I got 2 bags of vegan protein. I got some fiber. I got 2 boxes of Fizz Sticks. I got a 7-day body cleanse. I got, what else did I get? Detox tea, which is like a warm tea that you can drink in the morning to wake yourself up, and it just kind of helps detox you. And so I was like, okay, so 4 days in of following the meals that they're giving me to eat for my, because the third meal you get to eat a full healthy meal, protein, carbs, veggies, and then you do your breakfast and lunches, shakes, and they give you so many recipes to make. They're so yummy.
Mm.
And I eat snacks throughout the day. I usually do green apples, and then I'll do veggies and hummus. They give you a whole list of snacks that you can choose, and they even give you recipes where you can make your own protein bars using the protein powder that they give you. 4 days into doing this, I quit taking my medication and I haven't taken it since. And that was on June 7th, so 13 days ago. And since then, I think that I've just had a more clear understanding of people and feeling their vibrations and understanding that I absorb everybody's energy that I'm around. So if I'm around somebody that's constantly putting out negative thoughts or negative energy or something, regardless if it's to me, it's just their aura, I just feel groggy and I feel like I need some sort of like cleanse. So I started going to see an energy healer probably 2 weeks ago was the first time I saw her.
Okay, nice. What's
sure.
her name?
Her name's Dana.
Okay.
So the first time that I saw her, we went into a room and she was telling me all about me before I could even tell me about me.
What was
and
she saying?
She was just saying that, you know, she can sense that I have a lot of forgiveness that I need to do. And when you go in there, you go in there and you have to write your intentions down of what you want. And literally that's what I wrote down. So she told me that she can sense the anger. She can sense that I have something special about me, that I have the urge to do things, but things are holding me back and I have a lot of stuff surrounding me that I need to just let go. Because if I don't let it go, I'm never going to be able to live my life.
Mm.
So we had, yeah, we talked for about 45 minutes and then we went out back and she said a prayer over me and they are not like pushy about any kind of religion. She said she's had atheists come in there. But at the end of the day, you have to believe that there is some kind of divine power that created you. Because, anyways.
I agree. And, you know, I was born Catholic with a Catholic-as-fuck family, as I say. The family that doesn't miss church. I didn't miss a Sunday school.
Yeah.
Or Sunday Mass until I was 16. When my parents were letting me go to an Episcopalian church, which was pretty cool. Because they were, you know, open to me going to explore other things. And I went back to Catholicism. Now I just kind of believe in everything. I'm an usher at Christ the King up in,
yeah,
up in Buckhead, but I don't.
So that's
I don't
why they're
know.
Great, though, because they don't put, like, any one religion, like I said, they're for everybody.
Absolutely.
So she said a prayer over me, and then she used sacred sage and Durga, and she had me close my eyes and just put my hands out, and pretty much she went around, and she cleansed me, and she prayed over me.
What's
and
Durga?
Durga, it breaks up the negative energy that you have.
What is it?
It's an herb. It's sort of similar to what sage looks like.
Okay.
But it's an herb. So
it burns also like sage?
Yeah, just like sage. So I apologize. I don't know what it actually is, but it looks like leaves and something just wrapped around with some string. But anyway, so the first time that she did it, it burned so bad. I'm saying like it burned my nostrils so bad. And and that's because I had a lot of stuff. So it's actually good for people like me because I have asthma. It kind of helps get all that gunk out.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm having my eyes closed, she's having me just look around. And the sun's not out. It's raining. There's nothing going on. It's cloudy. I am seeing bright colors and bright lights. And I was seeing a lot of red. And then some light blue and teal would show up. And then all of a sudden a red bubble would come. And eventually, probably 3-4 minutes into that happening to me, and I didn't want to say anything because I'm like, she's going to think I'm crazy, like, what's going on? I swear to God, I didn't smoke weed before I came. And so she says to me, when you see the red, focus on it and let it go. And so I did. And so there was like this one red that kept coming. And when I would turn away, like, when I would look that way, it was nothing but black, but it was like it was right in front of me. That whatever was there, it was right in front of me. So I focused on it, on whatever it was, and it was a lot of hurt and a lot of pain and a lot of telling myself that it's not your fault. Like, a lot of shit happened, but it's not your fault. Like, you gotta let it go. So whenever I realized that, like, you could literally see it going up. And, like, a lot of bright green and blue turquoise colors came in, and those are, like, calming colors. And all of a sudden, I have my head down, and I start bawling my eyes out, and I'm just crying. She's like, that's it. She was like, just let it go. And this was like a good 15 minutes of me being in a trance. I was there for 2 hours. I brought my dog. I would literally stopped by. I thought it was going to be like a 45-minute thing, and I was on my way to Augusta. My dog's in my car, like, running. And so I loved her so much. I would have stayed another hour. But no, I was probably there for about 2.5 hours because I got there around 9, leaving town at 11:30. No, I had made sure my car was filled up so it was amazing. And when I went in there, I just felt like there was this brick on my chest. And then I went out and I just felt so good. And
very
she
nice.
Said right when I opened my eyes, she was like, and I was like, what? She goes, your eyes, they are glowing. They are not the same colors when you came in here. And I'm like, that's good. Like, so I went inside and I looked at them and I'm like, they were really pretty.
Yeah, you
so,
have beautiful eyes.
Thank you. So I felt
like
really
blue
good.
With a little green,
mm-hmm.
with a little red, little,
yeah.
little hazel.
So that epiphany made me kind of tell myself that I had to start doing more. Not just, I mean, for myself, yes, and I need to get myself to a point where I'm okay enough to handle a person who's putting out that negative energy and help.
And
them.
I love that you said that at the beginning because truly, even if it's not negative towards you, if that person is thinking negatively and around you, that's what they're going to personify.
Mm-hmm.
And so the quickest way to alter your reality
I absorb
is a
that.
Smile.
And something
that's it.
Well, I can't even be around them because something bad always happens. Like not, and it's not their fault at all. It's my fault. I just feel that it's because I surround myself with people that don't deserve my energy, and I lose my good side about me because I'm exerting it in people that don't deserve anything about me.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
So what's your nutrition like? What's your health? What do you eat day to day?
So in the morning I wake up and I do my Digestin Plus. It's pretty much like an all-natural probiotic. And the reason why I fell in love with these products is because, I don't know if I am allowed to say this, but America doesn't give a fuck about you because they are feeding you garbage and they are putting poisonous things in their food that can cause cancer, can agitate your fetus to where you can't even have a baby. And the things that go in shampoos.
This is just every single normal processed food
that you're
that's
using.
On the product. That's
you're going
in
to
the
Kroger and you're buying it. And it's ridiculous.
We've been taught this our entire lives. So
but people are
only me being 5.5 months vegan, chemical, processed food free, am I truly starting to obviously already feel it
yeah.
inside, not just physically, but in my soul,
mm-hmm.
with my mental clarity and my physical energy. But also I can see it, and you know, people either want to have a conversation about nutrition or they don't. And I think that's one of the funniest
parts. I want to blame the people, but I also want to blame the fact that I can go to the store and buy everything that I buy now that's organic and spend half of the money that I spend when I go and buy healthy stuff that's good for you, that I know is okay for my body. And do you think that what people are making right now is affordable for them? Some people can afford to do that. But
what do you mean? I don't understand.
It's cheaper for people to go to McDonald's.
Right.
It's cheaper for people to buy...
And it's more convenient.
Yeah, and it's more convenient for them. They don't have to cook anything. And even when they go to the store, it's cheaper for them to buy a bag of Cheetos than it is to buy a head of lettuce or something.
Right.
Why is
that? People don't want to take the time to cook, which is, I will say...
You don't just want to peel the leaves off and just eat them like a rabbit?
Well, so here's really what... Right. I know that and that's the best way to consume any food, first and foremost, is raw.
Mm-hmm.
And the best food that you can consume is raw fruit. It has more angstroms, which is the electrical energy, the electricity truly that's inside of this food. And so we don't even measure in calories. Calories are a fucking sham.
Yeah.
Calories is how much it takes of active energy to burn that off your body.
Yeah.
So it's not even what you're putting in your body, it's what it's going to take when you maybe work out.
Yeah.
This food pyramid, it's all so backwards, it's upside down. All we need are fruits and vegetables to survive.
For real.
And past that, I'm in a really good spot with my veganism.
So that's what I love about these products, because not only are the things vegan that they're making, but they follow European standards. So they don't follow the US standards.
Interesting.
They ban Europe itself bans about 1,400, a little bit more than that, products itself when it comes to face care products, skincare products. The United States bans 10. That I read an article online. They ban 10 ingredients when making products that go on your skin, and Europe bans 1,400.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Why are they not important to us?
People need to talk about how much our bodies receive what we're putting in, not just on our face, but under our armpits, on our hands, on our feet.
So when Arbon itself makes their products, they ban over 2,000 ingredients. So they take it a step further. So I know everything that I'm putting in my body and on my skin is healthy. I know that when I use these products and I don't go to the grocery store and buy a bunch of bullshit, and when I actually buy organic products and healthy things for me to eat with no gluten, I don't have to take 70 milligrams of Vyvanse a day. And I'm not up till 1 o'clock in the morning because I have to get stoned out of my mind just to fall asleep.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a win-lose situation because for some people.
Right.
But anyways, so I think that it's a good feeling. In the morning, I do my digestion fast, like I said, and then I do my detox tea, which kind of helps push everything through you. And people always ask me, you go in the bathroom a lot, and I'm peeing a lot, but I don't think I'm like abnormally going to the bathroom like some people do cleanses and they're like constantly on the toilet. Like, it's not like that at all.
How many times do you go to the bathroom to pee and poop per day?
I probably poop maybe 3 times a day, and then I pee, oh my god. It's because I have a bladder problem probably every 30 minutes because I drink so much water, and since I'm not working out right now, I don't sweat.
You're not sweating outside,
so
yeah.
So I'm really peeing.
No, so that's not a problem. That's all great. I would say I poop 2 to 4 times a day. Sometimes 5, on average 3.
Depends on how much you eat.
How much I eat. So I had steak for the first time in my 5.5 months on Saturday. My mentor and attorney, I was up at his place incoming, and he had cooked it.
Vegan over here.
No, it's okay. Like, here's what I am with my veganism. It's plant-based. I'm still going to consume a little bit of cheese because it's just so god darn good.
Go ahead.
And honey, I'm going to wear my cowboy boots. I'm going to do that. I'm not eating food. I'm not fucking with anything that came from a mommy or a daddy other than special exceptions. So this was when it had been kind of rude for me not to consume it. I was also really hungry because I played 4 hours of beach volleyball that day and also had worked out twice other. So I ate it, and I could feel my body shitting it out up until yesterday. And I could feel, I could literally, truly feel it when I went in and how much longer it took. And thank God I haven't been eating meat for half a year because I came out quick. But it usually just stacks on top of each other. And that's why you'll see big, burly men older in life that are strong, that have been working out, that look good, but they don't have any definition. They're not skinny. They have this big, just stacked pump because that's me. And processed food, mostly meat, compounding over time that will never go away.
Yep.
And I'm so blessed and fortunate to the higher power that we, that I, at 30 years old, I got woke. You're 26.
So I'm halfway.
You've been woke for.
I only eat chicken and salmon. Literally, that's all I eat. And only chicken because it's easy to cook. I've been thinking about cutting it out. I eat it in small amounts, about 4 ounces a day. Because I do my shakes. So again, I do my shakes in the morning, and I guess I'll share one shake with you guys. So I do 4 ounces of almond milk, 4 ounces of water. I do a scoop, 2 scoops of my vanilla protein, and then I do a scoop of my greens balance, and then I add a few strawberries in there.
Nice.
It is so good. Oh, and then I do a fourth of an avocado.
Nice.
In the morning. So that's my morning shake.
I did something similar for lunch.
For about 2 and a half hours later, I have a snack, usually a green apple is first. And then 2.5 hours later, and I have timers religiously set on my phone. If I open my alarms, it's literally every
That's
2 hours.
That's so cool.
So.
And it has an apple there.
So 2 hours later.
Oh, man.
I do another shake, and at that time it's lunch, so I do my cake batter shake. We have a cake batter protein mix. It was on, it was like a special seasonal thing. They sold out, and then one of my girls on my team, she had a bag, and I said, she didn't like it, so I said, let me buy it from you. Oh my God, it's so good. So I do that with my scoop of multivitamins that I take for the day. It just literally has every vitamin possible. And again, this is all Arbonne stuff, so I know where it's coming from. I know it's safe. I know what I'm putting in my body. And then 2 hours later, I do, sometimes I do carrots and celery and then cucumbers with hummus. I do
cool.
organic hummus.
And all that comes from Arbonne.
I buy my own carrots and hummus and stuff, like my snacks, like my apples and carrots,
any
but all the shakes.
Produce from Arbonne?
No, no produce, but I get all my shake stuff, all my greens balance, my multi-mineral vitamins, all my protein, my fiber, and I also put a half a scoop of fiber in there. And that has just dietary fiber, so helps you feel a little bit more full for longer without all the calories.
So you think the supplements are better in actually
so
consuming
this
then
only
in
30
eating
days.
It through oh just 30 days
yeah it's only 30 days so
this
it's a 30 cleanse. Days to healthy living, but it's an appropriate cleanse for the body. You'll hear these cleanses, well fast,
for most people
fast for 2 days. When you don't eat for 2 days, your body, literally the first time you eat food, it is going to store all of those nutrients, good and bad. It doesn't give a fuck what it is because it doesn't think that it's going to eat for another two days. Same when you don't eat every 2 hours. People,
we're not talking about cleansing or
so this is only 30 days. 30 days.
I eat 12 times a day.
That's why people say give yourself 30 days to dedicate your something. If it doesn't work for you, okay, but it's going to work. And here's the best part. If it doesn't work, you have a 45-day money-back guarantee.
How much is
so
it?
So you have 30 days. Well, okay, so it retails for $444. You can sign up as a preferred client of mine, and you can get, I think it's like a 20%, 60%, I don't know what the discount is, but it's $269 around, and you're signing up for $29. So for right around $300 and some odd, maybe, let's do some math, 370 plus 28 is right around 298. So you can sign up and get the kit, or you can sign up as an independent consultant and get the kit for $222 and get a full 50%, which is what I did because I'm a money saver. I paid $49 one time. So everything I bought after that to try all the skincare stuff, I literally paid 50% of what they charge because I signed up one time for $49 and I got
So that's so many numbers. I'm not going to do the skincare stuff. I'm not going to do any of that. I'm talking
that's the
just
nutrition. No, that's the kit. That's the kit. That's not signing up. You signing up for $49 gets you that kit for $222. get to that 50. That's what I did. I've only bought the kit for that 50% and got the 50% discount for the kit. I wasn't interested in the skincare products originally. I did the eye gel masks and it looked like a goddess. It was amazing. And my skin was glowing. People are like, what did you do? And I'm like, yeah, I gotta get some business cards or something. And get samples of everything. So,
and hey, so just because I don't use skincare products that much doesn't mean my mother isn't a cosmetologist and hasn't been slinging makeup since I was in her womb. So
she knows all about it and what's good and what's not good for your skin.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of our listeners would be interested to hear. I want to know more about the nutritional side. So, like, let me tell you about you what my morning ritual is. I wake up as soon as I pop up.
What time do you wake up?
It depends. Depends on how hard I went the day and night before. And that used to be partying, but it's very much.
I know, it's
if
hard
I
now.
Ran 11 miles last night, like I did. So I don't know. I couldn't. I went to sleep at 3:30 last night. Woke up at 7:30. And I'm not tired today. I just had so much fucking energy enough to run that
much.
You know
why?
Hmm?
You know why?
Vegan.
Mm-hmm. It's headspace. Truly a different feeling. I know I still eat a
and
lot
I wear
of
these
meat.
Blood flow restriction bands, which also do a lot.
Yeah.
And we'll talk more about those in a minute. But basically, I wake up, I go out, I take my 32 ounces of water that's already pre-mixed with a quarter of a lemon, squeezed, and then put in there, plus 3 to 5 teaspoons. And I stick around 5 teaspoons of pink Himalayan sea salt.
Yep.
Shake that up, walk outside. That shit, I salivate when I think about it now, like right now. And I'll go sit in the sun for 5 to 15, usually 15 if I can, and walk a little bit, but make sure that I'm getting that direct sunlight, and then go about my day.
Yeah. I forgot to mention, you also get a lemon cleanse that you drink throughout the day during your third week. It is so amazing, the way that it tastes. And that helps cleanse just
everything.
It's like a full detox.
That was great.
In 7 days.
Yeah. What do you know about that? Have you heard about the pink Himalayan sea salt?
I know.
The lemon?
I've heard about coconut oil, but not the Himalayan sea salt. But I've heard that it's really good for your body, like even
for
just
sure.
A take.
So it's nutrients and minerals.
Oh, it's in the fridge and everything.
Oh, yeah. Where's she at? So, yeah, 3 to 5 teaspoons, which is kind of a lot. And then a quarter of one of these bad boys. Put it in this lady, water bay. And I make sure within the first 30 minutes I'm awake, I have 32 ounces of water in my body. And that is, I think, been the biggest, cheapest change. I've been doing this for 3 weeks, but I've been doing the water thing.
Yeah. I've been drinking a lot of water too, which is why I pee a lot.
Good.
All
yeah.
the time.
All the time.
So, I think that...
So what are your fitness goals? Because looking like you do, obviously have...
I have.
And that's why it's interesting to hear, like, I'm doing this cleanse, I'm doing this, because this
I'm
or that.
I'm only doing it for my mind. I don't... I feel that I do have a really good body figure. I feel like I've worked out for a very long time. That I'm kind of enjoying it right now. I need to get back on it ASAP, but I need surgery on my foot. So I haven't been able to work out since January. I went kickboxing. I think I must have dislocated my toe because the way that it healed and the tendons are still inflamed and filled with fluid underneath the cap of my joint.
Jesus, where'd you go?
For kickboxing, Bangkok Gym. In Buckhead.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun, but I didn't know how to tape my feet. So, and
you don't need to tape your feet. You just don't ever want to kick the bag with your foot if it doesn't.
Thanks for telling.
And they should have explicitly told you that there. That's on them.
I'm pretty sure they probably did, but I was in a really rough spot at that point. I didn't give a fuck. I was just kicking the shit out of the bag. I was like, yeah, I haven't drank, and it would have been. I was quit drinking at the New Year start. I barely drank even at the New Year. Really going hard. And I quit going out. I haven't been out since December. And I haven't felt better since doing that. But
good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I decided to try some new things with some new friends. I went to a jumping bouncy house, and we jumped on trampolines, and it was fun. The next week, me and one of the girls, we went to the gym. We did kickboxing, and I couldn't remember for the longest time why my foot started hurting. So here I am. I'm massaging it. I'm pulling it out of socket. I'm trying to pop it, and I'm like pulling it out of socket, moving it side to side, and I'm causing more damage to my foot by doing that, because I thought that I just needed to roll it out, push through the pain. There's nothing going on.
So when's surgery?
What do you mean? It's costing, I have an appointment June 25th, which is going to cost me $100 just for the appointment. But the surgery alone, with anesthesia and everything, will probably cost me around $10,000. And what?
Without healthcare?
Yeah. And all because, so I thought I had some things lined up. First of all, I thought I was supposed to get health insurance with the job that I was
in. You can do Medicaid, right?
They did an Obama Peach Care plan for me with Ambetter, and I know I'm already paying for it with my taxes. I just have this, I don't want anything from the government.
Bro, just go and do it.
I
know. Literally shut up and go and do it. At least go see how much it would be.
Oh, the Ambetter plan
can go ahead and get
$179.
And how much would the surgery be? What's the deductible?
But it was more, again, like a discount kind of thing. I mean, I don't know. I didn't actually look into that one. So then I paid another $300-some-odd for this company, National Association, anyways. And it was straight up not even health insurance. It was NWIS discount plan. No, it was not health insurance at
NWIS?
All.
NWIS?
NWIS. AWIS or something.
What's that?
I don't even know. National Association, I don't know, insurance services.
Insurance fraudulent.
So, so they charged my card, and so then I called them 2 days after I started the insurance. I was supposed to start the 21st. I called them the 23rd, so yeah. And they literally told me that they couldn't send me any kind of documentation that they were canceling my account. So I'm like, okay, you know, it's canceled. She gave me a ticket number. I called 2 weeks later. The refund's still in process. She goes, oh, well, you just put in a request to cancel. And I'm like, ma'am, if you called to cancel something, what does that mean? Am I thinking about canceling it? I would have called you. Like, I called to cancel this. It's not health insurance, which is what
right.
I need. And so she...
So let's back up. Where'd you grow up?
Grow up to...
Where were you born?
Conyers, Georgia. Lived there till I was 5.
And then where'd you go after?
Alabama. But I was only there for a year, so I can't get blamed for any Alabama jokes.
Yes, that's fine.
And
what part of Alabama?
Montgomery.
Okay. Beautiful city.
Yeah.
And then where?
Pennsylvania. Grove City, Pennsylvania. Amish town. Lived there for 5 years.
Okay.
I actually got expelled there in the 5th grade.
You a Steelers fan?
I don't give a shit about sports. Whatever's on, yeah, go team go. I'm a cheerleader.
That's Eagles, right? Excuse me.
Grove City Eagles?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania Eagles?
No, it was... The Steelers was Pittsburgh.
Yes.
So that was above us.
So you were there for 5 years?
Yep. And then I moved to Chicago, kind of gurney. For 6th and 7th grade. And then 8th grade was in Augusta, Georgia. And then I did 18 years old, left Augusta, moved to Ohio for a year with my sister. I left because a guy wouldn't admit that he was in love with me. I was like, okay, fuck you, bye. So I moved all the way up there with my sister. He followed me up there. So we moved back down to Georgia. We got a house together and we opened a gym.
What was this?
And I was 18. And
okay.
We lived together. And it was just, I was too young. He was too mad. And I was too Italian. You're mad? Fuck you, I'm madder.
I love that.
You want to spend my last,
I'm more mad.
Right? You want to spend my last dollar on that fucking large iced tea? But for real. Anyways.
Okay, so, what was going to school like? What was growing up? Because you've been on amphetamine since the
They have
what,
been the
1, 2,
3 program. They started that in the second grade. It was, and the teacher wasn't like Aaron won. The teacher was like, like off to the side. Nobody would see it.
What does that mean?
You ever get in trouble when your parents are like one, the second time because you keep acting up at two, and their voice gets louder? Well, instead of that, she would just hold her fingers up and give me that look while continuing to lecture the class because I'm acting out. I'm over there, I'm either fidgeting or I'm talking or like I'm blurting out or I'm doing something because I didn't know how to act appropriately.
This is before Adderall.
Yeah. And
I have to interject and say, being able to empathetically relate with you, I don't think any fucking kids in the world have ADHD. I think they're hyper. And I think the person who came out and coined ADHD before he died, deathbed confession, was, I wish I never did it. There's no such thing.
I think I was putting too much gunk into my body that my mind
absolutely
couldn't process it, and my levels weren't where they needed to be.
I mean, eating bullshit food that our parents were giving us because they didn't know shit about it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we were just super fucking hyper, hyped up on sugar, and not exercising, having a 30-minute or hour break for physical education. Now 75% of schools in Fulton don't even have PE. And
well,
it goes like that
so
in a lot of places.
I'll get into that. But so they had me on the 1-2-3. I had rules taped on my desk. I had a chill pass to where if I felt like I was getting too anxious, I think this started. So I still bullied after that, but I don't think I bullied as hard. And I think that that's why internally I had a lot of issues with myself growing up, because I had a lot of issues at home and I was being bullied a little bit at home, as is everybody.
Right.
But I was projecting more of it on, I was the girl in high school. I never slept with anyone's boyfriend, but I would mess with your boyfriend because I knew I could. And because I was like, well, who are you? And I was so mean. And I really didn't have a lot of really good friends in high school. All the good friends that I had, I pushed away either because I would hang out with their boyfriend or we would have some fallout. I mean, the first boy that was ever my actual boyfriend, I hit his little sister over the head with a liquor bottle. Oh yeah, it was a big fallout fight.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't even know why we were fighting that day. I was a wild child. Why
I hit
child.
This guy over the head with a bottle of wine.
It was no.
His name is Cole O'Connor. He sells real estate in Atlanta. This was maybe 4 years ago.
Oh no.
So we grew up together in Gainesville.
Yeah.
He was about a year or two older than me, and he was actually quite impressionable upon me. He took me to my first college party when I was 16,
mm-hmm.
maybe 17. It was a Georgia's UGA. Pi Caps and then Bama Pi Caps, which is the fraternity I ended up joining because of that party and because of their work with people with disabilities. So this guy Cole, who I've always like taken the time, you know, he was there for me when I was younger, and I go and meet him at Hobnob when I was living right around when I met you across from Smith's Old Bar in Morningside.
That little apartment where I met you with that guy that looked like Edward Cullen. I don't remember his name.
Yep.
Okay.
That was the Midtown spot.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so this was right before then. I'm pretty positive you came there. Because it was a 3-story house.
I probably did.
And I had a lot of
knowing me at that time, I probably did.
Yeah. And so he came over there after, and then we went to his place, and I was actually... He went home. He had this girl with him. She left. I spruced it up, and I was going to pick him up to go hang out with
mm-hmm.
this girl I just started dating. And some of her friends, which was going to be really fucking badass.
Mm-hmm.
And he brings me in his house. Well, I don't mean to digress, but basically he wanted me to compliment his place because he buys and sells real estate, and I didn't say anything, like, immediately.
Yeah.
And he said, well, you don't think my place is nice? And he was fucked up at this point because he drank.
Aww.
On top of being pretty drunk at Hobnob and me having like one or two with him, he drank a lot more. That entire bottle that I ended up, he's much bigger than me. He's like 6'4". He used to be called Bucket in high school because his head was as big of a bucket. And
sorry.
And he's an asshole. He's a fucking asshole. And so... He came at me and he like He threw a punch, I dodged it, I grabbed the bottle of wine and hit him over the fucking head with it as hard as I could. It knocked him on the ground.
Yeah.
Then he got up. He's crazy. And I ran to my car and I drove off. He threw a rock and hit my car. And
I slayed, so did she.
Yeah.
I was 16 at the time. So shortly after that, I started smoking weed when I was 13 years old. I think because I was trying to impress a boy. Who else would it be for? Anyways, so then I was like, shit, I can eat food. I can take fucking Adderall or Focalin, whatever the hell I'm on, and I can now eat
food. What's Focalin?
Focalin, so I will say it worked wonders for me, but I became so dependent on it. I'll get to that too. So after taking it for 13, after becoming so dependent on something, it helped me a lot. And it helped me through school. It helped me focus in school because everyone there, I was a bitch, so it's not, I don't like I had friends anyways. Like, I had friends, but
it's
like,
so funny, you don't usually hear stories like this.
Eventually,
the
bully
coming out
to
say how I was a bully.
They were gonna fuck me over. They were gonna invite me somewhere. Something was gonna happen. So, you know, you were gonna make fun of me. I was gonna steal your boyfriend. Why not? It's herbal. And I think that not having friends, I focused more in school. So I became the nerdy girl, but also the bitchy girl, but also the girl that everyone cheated off of. I can't tell you how many people's math tests I did. I would do it on my sheet of paper because you had to do it on another piece of paper. And then this boy, Cody Knox, we were mediocre love for a while, but we never did anything. Like,
middle school, mediocre love?
No, it wasn't middle school. I was in 11th grade at this point. And I did his math test and it got passed around the whole hall because you had... Anyways, so then in other subjects, I was the girl that I would cheat too. So I was really strong in like math and chemistry and things like that. And reading was okay for me. And social studies, I'm like, I never got into it until college. If you ever have the opportunity to take a history class, learn your fucking history. Because you can't have an intellectual conversation with somebody if you don't know your history. So anyways, so that's 11th grade, and...
Yeah, I agree. My 11th grade honors or AP history teacher, Miss Dr. Ernest Davis,
mm-hmm.
Coach Davis, is 6'7", Texan, like...
Yeah.
Straight from Corpus Christi. He stood up lecture for the entire hour and a half, and I learned more in that class, not only about American, U.S., I think one other history course... But about being a man.
Yeah.
Being a good man.
Exactly. So, junior year, I was a stoner. As I was before, but like hardcore stoner. Because I was 16, I started to drive my dad's truck to school. I would leave class to go smoke weed. I would literally go into the classroom smelling like straight weed. Miss Neutral, if you're ever listening to this, I know you smell me smelling like weed in the front row of chemistry class. Like, I know it. I'm sorry, but... I was literally a stoner. I sat in my math teacher's classroom during lunch because I hated people that much to where going to lunch for me caused me anxiety.
Jeez.
I went to lunch one time to show the new girl, Allison Leek. She was out. She introduced me to you guys. She's the reason why I was introduced into Buckhead. Because she moved up here from Atlanta. I contacted her on Facebook, said, hey, let's hang out. It was her birthday. We went to hangovers for her birthday, and that's how I met everybody.
Yep.
So I took her to lunch. This was junior year. And I went and sat with her for lunch one day. And the next day I was like, I'm not doing this shit. So I sat in the classroom for lunch. I either ate lunch or went to the car and smoked weed or did something. And after that...
yeah, we couldn't sneak out that good. Well,
we just go out to the parking lot.
We couldn't go out the door. I mean, we kind of could. I was on yearbook and drama. And so
did you
we were
hall monitors?
Yeah, like a police officer.
Oh, where'd you go to school?
Chesapeake.
Was that here in Atlanta?
It's in Hall County, in Gainesville.
Okay. I don't know. We didn't have anybody over there. And, so...
Yeah, I mean, he's a school cop, but he was still packing heat.
So I go to my car and smoke weed, and after junior year, I got arrested twice because I started experimenting with Xanax. I can remember one time, me and the guy I was dating at the time, it was the sister's older brother, and he and me and myself and my girlfriend Taylor and her older boyfriend, Kenny, we were all riding in a car. I just remember drinking McCormick's vodka.
Oof.
We had about a quarter marijuana, and we smoked all of that. We all took some Xanax. We drank the whole bottle of liquor. I woke up the next morning. Kenny was in jail. Taylor was gone. I'm on the couch. My phone is turned off. Alex is in jail. Everyone's gone. My phone is turned off. My mom used to turn my phone off all the time when I would get in trouble. I'm like, where am I? I'm fucking, at this point, I think I'm 17 years old. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. And
what happened?
I tried to leave my house. I'm trying to put it in a way where I don't sound crazy. I tried to leave my house before
you already
I know, right? With my little dog that I bought from Walmart, and I called him DC. And so me and DC, we were leaving the house, and my dad goes with you. My mom, the first time my mom ever goes on vacation by herself, this happens, by the way. I'm 17 years old. The first time she didn't go on vacation by herself for 17 years. Sorry, mom.
Sorry, mom.
How's
mom now?
Anyways, that's another story for another day.
Ooh.
I try to leave my house. My dad tells me, if you leave this house, I'm calling the police on you. I say to him, fuck you. I'm fucking, fuck you. Because I was very disrespectful to my dad. Sorry, Dad. And he calls the cops on me. They corner me. An ambulance and two police officers corner me in a passageway. And one tackles me.
Wait, what?
Tackles me. And Kenny, why did you put your fucking weed in my bag, man?
Kenny, why'd you have the gun stashed in the bag, bro?
So the officer said...
It was
said,
a double bag, bro.
The officer said, you're either
You have
gonna,
one job, Kenny.
You're gonna,
one job.
You're either going to go to jail, or you're going to tell them that you have a problem and that you want to get help. You're 17 years old. Is this really what you want to do? So I say, I need help. I took Xanax. And I was a troubled teen. I did need help. This experience didn't change my life, but I went into Serenity. It was an inpatient. I've never told anybody this. I went into an inpatient facility for 7 days. I spent my New Year's in a facility when I was 17 years old, locked. Like, I mean, it was an open area, but I mean, I went to bed at fucking 10 p.m. Like, I mean, and I spent 7 days there, and I detoxed a little bit.
Good.
And
I think more people should do that.
They mandated me to some counseling. And so I went to counseling for a little bit, and it wasn't my choice to go to counseling. And I feel like if someone's going to go to counseling, you need to go because you want to go. You don't need to go because you're mandated to go. So that's the worst, like, punishment you could ever give anybody, I guess. So I went to counseling, and I was on Xanax one day, and I brought my girlfriend Caitlin with me, and so she puts us in front of a TV and says, you guys can watch this video, and it's a law of attraction video. If you want something, put it out in the universe. You know, I understand that now. Me as a 17-year-old, okay, we're in the store. I have a big purse. I want everything right now. And the universe says, if I want something, then put it out there, put the thought out there, and take it. So we, oh my goodness, stole a lot of shit and from Target. And she goes, I want this shirt, but I don't have enough room in my bag. No problem. I'll go. I have room in my bag. I go, well, make one more round. So we make one more round. And as we're going out the exit, we get stopped. And obviously, you know, we get arrested again. We go to jail. Well, this is the first time we go to jail after I get out of Serenity Hospital. And We spent 10 hours in there. This lady pulled a watch out of her vagina, and she was fucked up. And I'm like, okay, this is okay, because I'm here with my best friend. Okay, so I get out. She's still in there.
What kind of watch?
My dad picks me up. It was so random. It wasn't... Anyways. She was like, oh... So,
you know, we have matching
get out of jail. I know, I
Apple
saw
watches.
Yeah,
I am gonna get a different band, but I just don't really give a fuck because this one's comfy and
right?
I wanted the gold because I didn't want the black or the silver because they don't have gold, it's just rose.
There's
gold.
David Epps.
What's
on
up,
DM? Oh, did you see it?
Yeah, I gotta have David on the podcast soon.
That's anyways. So, I get out of jail again 3 months later. My sister calls the cops on me and says that I hit her. And my mom used to call the cops on me literally every weekend. So all the cops knew me by the time I was 15 to 17. I literally, the night that I went to jail, apparently I kicked one of them in the balls. I'm friends with both of them on Facebook. Hey, Jimmy. Hey, Sean. I kicked Sean in the balls as a little girl. I'm pretty sure that I jumped from the second story of my house. I'm sorry I keep backtracking, but it's just, it's comical to see like what I was doing and the lengths I was going to. I hit officers. Like, I could have been charged. I kicked them in their balls. Like, straight
those
up.
Those are felonies.
Exactly.
You know, I'm a litigation.
They
medical,
had known
right?
me for so
criminal
long,
offense.
Though. They didn't give me, they didn't take me to jail that night when I was 16 on fucking drugs and doing all that. And I go to rehab and
right.
for 7 days. And
yeah.
then I get a, and that was the new year. And then I go to jail in June that same year, 6 months later. And then again.
For shoplifting.
For shoplifting, and then again, I go to jail a few months after that. For my sister calls and says I hit her. He pulls me over at a gas station because she calls and says that I leave. I egg her car. I put mustard on it. I put ham on it. I dent it in. You got your license plate, and then you got your two sides of the Jeep. I dented in both sides of the Jeep with my heel. Fucked my feet up, but like fuck her. Like so, I was so vengeful. Like fuck you. If you want to know what we're fighting over. It's a hair product. Just guess. What's a game? Hair product.
Spray.
Hair gel. We were fighting over hair gel. I used to... That was my life. That was normal for me growing up. So, and then I went to jail for it. Again. My mom left my ass in there for 3 days. When she came to pick me up, because I wouldn't say sorry. So she wouldn't, when
you
I would say sorry.
Stubborn little time.
She left me in there for an extra day, like on my discharge day. So she comes to pick me up, bitch, sorry, love you, mom. At the time it was that word. She packs a bag for me. I don't even get to go home. I go live with her friend in Florida for 3 weeks, from, I don't remember when I moved there, but I moved back home in October. But I went to live there for months with her, a family in Florida. It was one of her really good friends. And because they get me away from Augusta. They get me away from the drugs, to get me away from all the things that I was doing, the smoking the weed and doing Xanax, which I straight up tell doctors now that I'm allergic to benzos. Don't give me any benzos. Don't give me any kind of pills. I don't work well with them. And when I go to a new clinic, it says allergies, lorazepam, and things like that. So...
It's fine.
So that was 17. And so October, I was homeschooled. I did a homeschool virtual from the first half of my senior year. I didn't go to a high school that I've been a part of since eighth grade. All the people that I went to school with. And that was really hurtful. So the next semester, I went back to Greenbrier and I started doing cheerleading practice. And I'm pretty sure that I quit the senior cheerleading practice. I think I walked in. I don't know what happened either. They called me and told me not to come, or maybe... No, I was going to practices, but I decided not to go to Greenbrier anymore. I went to Evans Christian Academy, which is a super small school. I smoked so much weed in that school, too. I went outside, like, the classes. It was just... It was... So I was, like, a little baller. I was ripping some kids off, and I was making some money as a senior student. I was driving my dad's truck to school. I graduated, and then my parents finally got divorced because they literally waited till I graduated and I was turned 18. I had just turned 18 that April. And so finally, like, I get, my mom files the papers that day, And I think my life kind of like, I had to decide who I wanted to be on, whose team I wanted to be on. I felt like I had to choose either mom or dad. And of course I chose my mom. And I did everything for her that she asked me to do. I would snoop, I would do like, and then I moved right after I graduated from May 2011.
What do you mean, of course you chose your mom?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
I don't. There's no reason in particular, because my dad, he didn't know how, and he's apologized for it, so I don't blame him for it at all. We have a good relationship now, and his mother has apologized to me for it. She's literally said, "Aunt, I'm sorry." Like, she started crying. She was like, "I didn't know how to be a mother. I would leave him in the room crying." I mean, at that time, I mean, she really didn't know. And I don't blame her. I don't blame him. I'm grateful for the time that we have now. But when I would try to have a relationship with my dad, my mom would get mad at something. And just, the first thing she said to my ex-boyfriend that I dated for 2 years, the first thing she says to him is, maybe if my, Donna's great, which is the lady I moved in with, you know, she was telling that story. She was like, her daughters are great, but Donna was a hoe. You know, maybe if I was a hoe, Aaron wouldn't have turned out to be such a slut. And literally she says that to my boyfriend at the time, the first time of meeting him during Thanksgiving. She has some deep internal issue with the way, I don't even know what, she hasn't dealt with it yet. And we're on the outs right now because I wrote her a very heartfelt letter like, "Hey, I don't like when you tell me your legs are too big or that you don't compliment me when I walk in. It's always your hair's the wrong color or, you know, you look skinny today. It's not, you look good today, Aaron." Like, regardless, like, who cares? Maybe I'm bloated because I don't sweat and I whatever.
Don't even. Thank
so,
you.
So I just said to her, like, I don't. And it's always something. So I would feel so bad about myself. And so self-care and self-love and loving yourself is really important to me right now. And I think that having a clear mind and doing that is really the most important thing. And that's why it's going to wrap it back around to what I'm putting in my body and what I'm putting on my body.
Absolutely.
And noticing the difference to say,
it's
hey,
where it starts, yeah.
Exactly. I can follow somebody else's standards, again, European standards, and take it a notch further. And I don't know, it's incredible. And you already know because you're vegan. So now I'm like, maybe I want to cut chicken out of my diet, but I need some more protein.
It's a big change, shall we? Listen,
so,
plants have protein. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I eat lots of plants.
I feel so protein.
That's why I said, if you don't like big leaves, just take them off. So
I honestly take raw fruits and veggies and put them in a NutriBullet.
Okay.
I take carrots, avocados, bananas, blueberries, strawberries, cantaloupe, eggplant, everything. I always put some coconut oil in there, coconut chips. I've been putting this new hemp pea protein. Or hemp protein, is it pea also? Hemp pea?
Hemp. I don't think it's too.
It looks like weed. It's green. It's nice. It's good. It's the best.
Yeah.
So that BCAA and then creatine, that's the only supplements I'm taking as of 2 weeks. I've noticed a
big difference.
Solid difference already. I can feel it the day after. My body is so in tune, and I gave up everything for 2.5 years, right? June 4, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
My bottom. Gave it all. And I was still not eating, you know, I was eating processed food and meat and bullshit and sodas and beer or not alcohol anymore.
How bloated did you feel?
You know, last year I got up to 186.
Oh, yeah.
Guess.
175, 180,
207. Let me just let you see a little more.
So lower, 150?
51.
151? Right
on it. And I think I might be 153 now, 154. I haven't measured in a few days. 5'10".
Yeah.
It's literally just been the last 30 years of my life shed and shit out of my body.
187?
186.
186.
35 pounds.
What?
In 5 weeks, 5 months.
Just
less game. Less name.
Just have from cutting.
And I started working out about 9 months ago, which helped me get back to where I wanted to be.
I don't have 35 blues.
No, of course not.
That's amazing.
But I was drinking soda and eating chips. But I was literally eating chicken salad and whatever.
But you don't eat meat now. I'm saying we supplement now for your protein.
There's so many things out there. I eat beans every day.
Beans,
chickpeas, legumes, hummus, and I mix avocados and hummus with tomatoes and cucumbers and then some peppers, and that's like one of my staples.
What
and it's
legumes?
Amazing. Legumes? That's a bean.
Okay.
Because beans are fruit,
yeah.
Technically, which is a legume.
I put beans in my, so I do a veggie from one of my snacks. I made stew because I like stew. Sometimes I eat raw veggies like carrots and celery and broccoli and stuff like that. But I did stew with sweet potatoes too. So I did all that with sweet potatoes and tomatoes and peas.
Mm.
I did stew and I filled it with water and I just cooked it in a crock pot overnight and put some seasonings in it. And that's one of my snacks for my veggies and a little bit of carbs. And it's so good, yeah.
I haven't tried that soon.
Mm-hmm. I have a whole crock pot. I should have brought some because there's no way I'm going to be able to eat it all.
Come on. I'm over here I got 80 pounds of potatoes and 10 pounds of green beans that I need to get rid of.
Put it in a crock pot. I'll cook with it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot.
I'm going to leave
Can
you
I
with...
for people?
I'm going to leave... Yeah, of course. I'm going to be giving it away.
Give
myself.
Away.
I had to get it not just yesterday from the nonprofit. But so I also eat Clif Bars and drink protein shakes from the gym a little bit. So I know that has a little... Clif Bars I love.
No, I was totally thinking about something else, so continue on them.
But the protein shakes, just the ones from the gym, have a lot of sugar. So, if it wouldn't be for my heavy, heavy cardio.
Mm-hmm.
But I pretty much cut those out.
But that's if you run, 12 miles a day?
No, not every day.
That was just yesterday. That's far. I was riding my bike today, and I was literally dying. Just because I haven't worked out in so long. But it's, oh goodness.
Yeah, and I worked out weights and I actually did a little bit on the treadmill and abs yesterday. Oh, actually, no, fuck. I did squats. And then I did these extensions. I'm trying to hit, I don't have really a good set workout weightlifting plan anymore. I have one on my phone, I just don't really fuck with it.
Me too.
I really just need to take the power track class that we offer because it's an Olympic lifting, high school weightlifting class incorporated for adults, so I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Or a body pump class. Those would be good workouts.
Yeah, text me at 5:30 and say, have you taken the power track yet?
In the morning?
P.M.
Okay.
We have it at 6:30 and then I think at 9.
And I want to get more moved and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can come work out whenever you want.
No, I'm saying just in general, that would be totally cool. Yeah, that's for sure. But I want to do yoga. I want to do all kinds of stuff. So
you want to do a little ego eradicator breathing right now?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. So basically, it's a kundalini breathing exercise.
I'm going to have to use the bathroom before I do that.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick pause. Podcast friends. And boo-boo. All right, guys. Well... That was a great little kundalini break.
It looked amazing, and I did my best.
Yeah, how do you feel now afterwards?
I feel like I need to practice more at something that gets my stamina okay to do that, because I used to run a little bit a day, and each day I could run a little bit more. But since I literally haven't been able to exercise since almost January, I was for January, February, hardcore on my feet. Yeah, and so I lost my stamina that I built up. So riding this bike today takes a little bit of pressure off of my toe.
Right.
And it was still the hardest thing I've ever done in my whole life. I mean, I never felt more like a...
You never rode a bike like that?
No, I have. I've just never... I couldn't breathe because of my asthma, because I have small red blood cells. I don't know how, if I could fix that medically, I'm doing my best. I heard what the products that I'm using will help once I stop using the toxins and the stuff. So if it's maybe it's an allergy to something I've been putting in my body all these years, I don't know. I will say I use my Halo even less and less, but I used to sleep with a nebulizer by my bed. I don't sleep with it next to my bed anymore.
What is that?
A nebulizer. It's a breathing machine.
Okay.
I've had that since I was probably 18. I may have had it in high school. I don't know. And it helps me breathe when I can't breathe. It's a treatment to do. It's about a 15-minute treatment. Cheers. It's water. Oh my god, I had a
water base.
It's not my fault. I had a hold of it. Anyway, so
Holy Lips. That should be the name of your shop.
Yeah, it should. Holy Lips.
And yeah, so let's talk about that. You're looking to open up a
yes.
health and wellness.
I want to open up a shop. I want to open up a health and wellness center that has CBD. I want CBD to be our focus. It's like kind of going to be the entry point because who doesn't want CBD? Who doesn't want something that's going to fix your problems? But you can also have that corporate job where you need to get drug tested or you can do whatever you want to do.
Absolutely.
Obviously, some people are able to do that.
Until it's legal everywhere.
Right. And so
we can't make that happen fast enough.
I will say one time I did see somebody freak out on weed, given we were in Cancun and she doesn't really smoke and her husband was encouraging.
Not even necessary to acknowledge
shaking,
that. Not
so,
even necessary to acknowledge
no,
that.
No, right. So I feel like CBD would be something that might, so I feel like everybody was going to give something like this a shot. That are skeptical about the other side
right.
of it because of those stipulations. So it's not like that for everybody, and it's probably one in a fucking 300 people that happens to. So it just happened to be Cancun. Anyways, so I want to open up a health and fitness and wellness center. I would like to inform people about what they're putting in their body. I also want to sell the products that I've been using. I want to give samples away. I want to let you try something, a little bit of it. And then I also want to let you try something. So if you buy something from me, you have a 45-day money-back guarantee. If you don't like it, it doesn't matter. You get your money back. It's 45 days. So, and again, with the CBD, that's going to be something that's going to help. And
I want to get some B-roll with them. It's all zeros.
Oh, okay.
Is that Kanye code?
anyways.
Got the Kanye code. If you hack my phone, y'all, it's all zeros.
Mm-hmm.
It's only four, not six.
Mm-hmm. So with the program, I'm good. So with the program, you get so many healthy meals and things that you're able to cook. Let people know they can cook. Plus your two meals. And then even after the 30 days, like, you still have access to all of that stuff. So it's not like, okay, I'm not doing this 30 days anymore. Now I don't have the tools and the kits and what can I cook and what's healthy for me, what's
right.
not healthy for me, what's my do list, what's my don't list, and what am I putting, you know, what's okay to buy at the store. If I didn't have all those tools, I wouldn't be able to do it. So you're still able to use it after the 30 days. So you still know what to eat and you still know, like, if you're eating a breakfast. When I'm off my 30 days, I'll probably like egg whites and spinach.
So what's your next career path?
I want to start my own business.
And that's it right now?
And that's my focus.
You currently have
and
some
that's not my focus.
Running out in the house, doing a little work with that,
well,
you're out.
Running out. But that's not my focus. My focus is I want to help people be the best version of themselves that they could be. If you want to use my product, that's totally great because we also have a great compensation plan, but you're going to find some of the products on the market and you're paying the same amount for both. Why not also get compensated for sharing it with your friends? I literally joined to be a 50% customer and ended up loving it so much that I decided to share it with my dad. My dad's doing the 30 days. He was
nice.
At his limits and saw the change in me, my attitude, me not sleeping as much and still having energy, still have dark circles because I'm Italian, but
yeah, you have to just show me. I'd like to see a picture of everything that's in it, and I'm sure there's tons of material.
Mm-hmm.
Literature for that. So.
I brought you a few
cool.
samples, so that's the shake in there. I can give you some of the fistics too to try, but I'm going to host parties where I can have people. I want to do something on the lake, on a boat, on a houseboat, and have a fundraiser for people to come out. Right now, my team, especially in Atlanta, I have four girls here in Atlanta, but my team, my region, we're raising money for these ladies and to go Africa to get them mopeds. because they have to walk three ways, one way to work. And instead of like, hey, give me your money, it's like, hey, get a, buy a product. And also, you know, that part of those profits are going to the fundraiser itself. So, there's probably nine ladies, so we would get nine mopeds, which is $18,000. So, it, like, not only is it an amazing compensation, but it like, gives you such an amazing opportunity with amazing products, we're also giving back to the world.
Absolutely.
And
I love that.
I think that more of that needs to be done, and that's another direction that I'm heading. I had this ambition that I needed to leave the country and do something. I don't know what I need to do. I'm probably going to go to the airport and buy a plane ticket, ask my roommate to watch the dog for 3 days, or 2 days, or 3 weeks, or 3 months. I don't know. But I know I'm done. I'm going to get this surgery on my foot. I need to go explore somewhere because it's something that I need to do. Whether it's the summer, next summer, I'm going backpacking, whether it's the whole summer. That sounds like a good idea right now. And I think everybody should do that. For at least a month, at least 3 weeks, save some money. It's gonna cost you maybe $2,000 in another country to for 3 weeks.
Absolutely.
So you'll be fine. You'll
have
be,
you ever been abroad?
No, I've been to Cancun one time. It was on an American resort. Only place out of the country. But I have a passport now, so I'm like, what's stopping me? I
absolutely
have the money, the resources to do it. I have opportunity to
hey,
do it.
Shelly, I've lived abroad. I'll tell you what again.
I know, like, I just, there's something for me that I need to explore and find out. Maybe it's about myself, I don't know. But, and then helping people be the best possible version of themselves that they could be, because I know that whenever I felt like I was the best possible version of myself, that I was still, like, very hurtful to people, and bad things seriously always happened to me. I had the worst luck until I started actually treating people the way that I wanted to be treated, and I stopped lying, I stopped being mean, I just kind of stopped, and I never really learned how to, like, think, oh my god, like, play with my hair, best friend, kind of brush my hair, with whatever, sit with each other, I don't know, like, I've never been that kind of person. I'm like, okay, you're my friend, like, scroll on Instagram or something, like,
right.
I've never seriously, literally been able to have sit down and have a conversation with somebody, until I debated in my college class, it was critical thinking. I think we did a debate. And I had to, like, actually speak and respond and listen and understand in the debate and in conversations about different philosophers and the way that they saw life and how they were all different from each other and how, you know, one benefited the community and just all kinds of neat stuff. And so I really learned about where religion came from and the foundations of why people do the things that I do. And then there's a sociology class that was really fun. So I highly recommend taking those classes.
And those are some of the things that help transition you to where you are now.
Correct.
Want to have conversations with people.
Yeah, because I want to know more about people. I want to know again how you grew up. I want to know, like, and I enjoy when people want to ask things about my growing up, because I don't honestly get to share that a lot, because people are more like, hey, you want to go to the bar and do drugs and sniff them in the bathroom? And I'm like, not really. Like, I really don't. So it's a different level and a different vibration that you get when you have an actual conversation with somebody, because you don't find that. And it's really hard to find something like that, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's really what life is all about.
Yeah. Herbal, vegan, clean products, being happy, because you can't be happy. You can't be happy. And I mean, you can say you're happy if you're, like, overweight, but you're overweight because you eat McDonald's every day. Like, literally McDonald's every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But you're upset because you're overweight. You're not doing anything about it. You have so many outsource places to go, like gyms, weight loss clinics. There's weight loss clinics now. Did you know there's weight loss clinics now? It says weight loss clinic. So what, you're literally just a weight loss clinic?
Yeah, but that's not going to get a lot of people in. It's the community,
some,
it's the camaraderie, it's the accountability. You know,
yeah.
The reason Orange Theory Fitness has become the fastest growing brand fitness-wise in the world of all time, they grossed over $1 billion last year.
It's a really smart idea, because ladies...
Sorry. Over $1 billion. The owner... Ellen Latham started the company, I believe, when she was 50.
You know how old Google this Jane got?
Yeah, let's see. It's funny, Aubrey Marcus has a guy that helps on his podcast named Jamie. He's actually like always
cool
like
guy.
Sitting there like, dude, he's the, and I think Joe Rogan's guy is also named Jamie.
I think I've listened to him once or twice.
Yeah, they're kind of the
right.
podcast leaders. So Aubrey Joe Rogan has.
Are you asking the owner of Orange
16,
Food?
Yes,
sir. Ellen Latham.
And how old is she?
She is. Okay, let me look at that for a second.
But how many years? You said 1 year? 1 billion?
Last year.
I like numbers.
They did. 1 billion. In the 7 years of their inception.
Because do you know what she did?
A lot of things.
What's
do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a thought, but I'm going to let you speak.
40. Yeah, because I listened to her on the podcast. She's 40?
Yes.
Holy sh. She's young.
She's not 40.
At the age of 40, Ellen Latham heard that phrase and faced terrifying possibilities.
I think she started at 53 years old, and she's like 60 now, and she looks like she's 20. But basically, yeah, she is becoming a billionaire. Tony Robbins had her on a podcast, and that's why I've learned so much more about it. And
yeah.
This passive audio, we're definitely digressing in terms of technology, less video, less GIFs, less polls and ways to react and just sit there and get this true authenticity of people. And really, I think in the future, it's going to be the black mirrors of society. So if you go ahead and just put it out there, because everybody's going to know.
Yep.
Your past, your history, your current. And, you know, that's one of my sayings is if you keep one foot in the present, one foot in the past and one in the future, you're pissing in the present.
Mm-hmm.
So the backstory is part of what this podcast is about, to get to know each other and spread that to our listeners on these early episodes, and then also see how it reflects back when we have you on later as one of my early adapters to see what your journey has progressed to from here. And, you know, like you said, from this medicine today, I feel like it's a huge step, and I'm honored for you to be on my show.
Thank you.
Just after doing that. I know you were one of the first person that reached out when I made that post.
Yeah.
And, you know, like probably 15, 20 more people reached out, but it's like the follow-up, you know?
Yep.
And I followed up with a few, but like... It's
a select. You want to make sure that you have the right vibe and the right motion and direction that you're trying to go, you know.
Absolutely.
So you are...
So it's important. And I knew that your health, your nutrition, obviously, you can see the proof is in the pudding. And that's really what inspired me to go vegan was Tony Tucci, my boss and mentor. He's 50-something. And 30.
Oh, it's amazing.
And he looked 35 last, you know, 3 years,
when
years
you
ago.
Know what you're eating, when you know what you're putting on your skin, in your hair.
No chemicals, nothing. He gets all his shit straight from the farmer's market.
And he's 50-something years old and he looks like he's 30. Because he knows what he's doing, and that's what America doesn't understand.
He went from a
6
to a 12 pack, and I was just like, all right, Tony, if you're brainwashing me on my second day back at this job and saying, like, don't do this, and then I went and did my own research, I dove down the rabbit hole.
Exactly.
I watched What the Health and 6 different documentaries, and then went and read 20 studies, and first off, most of the studies are put off by the companies that are taking you. Making you consume it.
Yeah.
So alternative news and resources is really where people are going to start getting their information. I hope that this is one of their sources for that. So with that, I feel it's a great point to wrap up. Aaron, you want to go ahead and drop your Instagram and Facebook, all your...
My Instagram is at Aaron Ansley with two Y's. So E-R-I-N-A-N-S-L-E-Y-Y. And that's it.
Website, portfolio,
so I don't have
company names.
I don't have a web. Well, yeah, I have Arbonne. So Arbonne is a company that I'm an independent consultant with because I started using their products and I love them so much that I want to share them with everybody because it is something that is incredibly different from what you're already using and you can feel the difference. So my website for that is Erin Selvy, ErinSelvy.com. And you can go online, you can sign up as an independent consultant for $49, which is what I did for the 50% off, or $29 for, I think it's 20 to 35% off. And those are for discounts all the time. That's a one-time fee that you pay.
ErinSalvi.com.
Skincare, no, .arbonne.com.
.arbonne.com.
Skincare, nutrition, we have 30-day kits. You can reach out to me directly, find me on Instagram, send me a message, let me have a conversation with you first, because we have so many different products, so I can point you in the right direction. And it's always easy to have someone helping you. And my proceeds this month go to my fundraiser that I was talking about. We donate part of our profits. So not only would you be helping me, helping ladies in To-Go Africa, and you have a 45-day money-back guarantee, what are you going to do if you don't like something that you've used from Walmart that you bought? You bought shampoo from Walmart. What are you going to do in 10 days if you don't like it? Nothing, because you can't return it. If I don't like something, you can't.
They'll take anything back at Walmart.
Well, okay, let's not use Walmart as an example then. But
most places will take it back. How do you get your money back from Arbonne?
They refund your card, or they...
Do you have to send everything back?
No. I've ordered a palette, and one of the things were broken. One of the colors was broken in the palette of 15 colors. So I called them and I said, hey, one of the colors is broken. You know, and they said, okay, you know, we're shipping out a new one right now. And I said, do you want to like let me know how to return this? She goes, oh, no, it's okay. I'm like, okay, it's a full palette. Like, it's just one color. And she's like, it's okay, you can keep it. We're shipping to the other
one. So you got a broken model on that.
The second one they sent me was broken again, so they sent me a brand new one. And I kept both.
Don't divulge all your secrets.
I told them, though. I mean, like, so it's like, they are such a
paper
loving
trail.
Company.
Cool.
They're not out for your money.
I'll look into it.
All right, well, love you guys. We're going to have lots of conversations for you in the future.
There we go.
Thanks for having me.
Bless up.
Bye. Oh, I have to pee again.
That's fine.